with Jacob and Paul, the interview program that happens every Sunday around 5 o'clock on Acadiana Open Channel locally. And they've got the Off the Wall Fest happening this Saturday. We're going to be talking about some of the groups playing and the whole mission of that that event. A little bit later, we'll listen to music from New York City, both current and classics from the 70s. We're going to start off with some local music. We're going to hear from the Rayo Brothers. They are Daniel and Jesse Rayo, though the group name is spelled R-A-Y-O. They are R-E-A-U-X. Daniel and Jesse, along with our good buddy Patrick Michaud and Lance Callahan, are the Rayo Brothers. We'll hear a track from their debut album, as well as some Lost Bayou Ramblers, fresh back from South by Southwest. But let's start it off with the new one by Zachary Richard. His new release is called Le Fou, and this track features Sonny Landreth on guitar. This is Laissez Vent Souffler.
Pour nous avertir, il nous dit qu'un ouragan a peuré son venir. Je m'en fous pas mal, quoi c'est la loi m'a dit. Moi je vais rester ici. Là tu vas souffler. J'en ai déjà vu, elle s'appelait Camille. J'en ai déjà vu, elle s'appelait Hilda. J'en ai déjà vu, elle s'appelait Katrina. Laisse les vents souffler, laisse les vents souffler, laisse les vents souffler, laisse les vents souffler. Il nous dit qu'un ouragan a pris son bien. Laisse les vents souffler, laisse les vents souffler, laisse les vents souffler. We'll be right back.
song. We'll make like we're okay. You say you're sorry. We couldn't get along. That you had to run away. Dark day and the blackest night. Since you
Revati a pretty bastard.
time will tell, but I think this is one of the most important Cajun albums done in probably decades. Lost Bayou Ramblers with Mane Noir from Mammoth Waltz, their fine release from last year. Lost Bayou Ramblers, fresh back from some fine performances at South by Southwest during the last week in Austin, Texas. Before that, somewhat related in a way, at least Patrick Michaud, part of the Rayo brothers, Daniel and Jesse Rayo, from their debut album, simply entitled Rayo, and we heard a track called Dark Days. And we started the program with the new one by Zachary Richard, tune called Les Vents Soufflés, I think that's how it goes, from his new album entitled Le Fou, and that featured Zachary Richard, guest guitarist. It's 13 minutes past the hour. And time to look at the weather for the listening area. Partly sunny today, partly cloudy, a high of about 68 degrees. It's going to warm up. Southeast winds are coming in at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. A 20% chance of rain overnight, mostly cloudy with a low of 57. A slight chance of showers on Friday. About 30% chance on Friday. And currently it is 60 degrees. Partly cloudy here on the campus of UL Lafayette. This evening, the Cane Fire Film Series, along with the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana, will be presenting the film Wagner and Me, starring Stephen Fry. It's dinner and a movie, appropriately a German buffet, beer tasting, and the film Wagner and Me. Of course, this happens at the Light Center, 7 p.m. this evening. For information, call 337-237-2787. That's 237-2787. Chelsea Markentel's A Place to Land, presented by the Acadiana Repertory Theater, continues its run at Theater 810 through the 24th of this month. Theater 810 is downtown Lafayette, 810 Jefferson Street. You can look them up for more information and availability. It's only a 50-seat theater, so you might want to check into to what's going on and the availability of seats. Jazz at the Center happens at the Acadiana Center for the Arts this Friday, March 22nd, 7:30 p.m. with the Terrence Blanchard Quintet. For more information, you can call the ACA at 337-233-7060. This weekend, the Skyliners Big Band has another one of their dances over at the Petroleum Club, 111 Hyman Boulevard here in the Oil Center. It takes place from 7:30 through 11. Skyliners Big Band featuring Billy Castle and Ron Gomez. For more information, you can give them a call at 337-234-2133. You're listening to the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS. With me in the studio, I've got a couple of guys some of you may know from the Off the Wall with Jacob and Paul. We've got Jacob White and Paul Brugette. How you doing, guys?
Hey, very good.
And now, before we get on to this event going on this weekend, tell us a little bit about your show on Acadiana Open Channel. You guys basically have similar to what we do here. You talk about events, have local groups on. Tell us a little bit about how that started, the Off the Wall show.
Well, it got started about a year and a half ago. Paul and I had been discussing doing a show for a while, and finally one Sunday, did one, and I guess we've been doing it every Sunday since.
It was sort of let's put our toe in the water to see how this works, or you just did it once and say, hey, this is great, let's try this every
week.
That's
it. The water was acceptably temperate.
So how long have you been doing this now?
About a year and a half.
It's been that long? Wow. Okay.
That long.
Wow.
Somehow.
Yes, the time does fly. So tell us a little bit about you guys both from here locally. Jacob, you may not be from this area originally, if I remember right.
Yeah, actually, I come from down the road in Lake Charles, but I've been here for about 5 or so years, and I like it here. I still go visit Lake Charles, though.
How did you guys first hook up?
Bicycles, maybe, or just being downtown, riding around, just in passing. Actually, it was a car show.
That's it. Yeah, we met at, a dealership.
Show, yeah.
A Nissan dealership.
I was doing a car show and had just come out with a local movie that I made called Cutter Mantooth P.I., And I had a poster.
Wait, Cutter Mantooth, P.I.?
Cutter, first name. Mantooth, last. And then he's a private investigator. It was much like an episode of Magnum, P.I.
I got you.
And my Datsun Z was my co-star, basically, like the Ferrari of Magnum. And anyway, I had a big setup up there, and Jacob got to talking with me about what I was going to do, and he said, well, why don't you come premiere it at AOC? I said, okay. And so after that, we decided we would still hang out.
Now, what's the approach to the show? I mean, you guys have an hour every week. Is there a plan, or is it just like let it fly and then see what goes on? I mean, you know, how do you approach the show each and every week?
It's a semi-plan, I guess you would say. Yeah,
there used to be a dry erase board, and about half of the things listed on it were banter and chat. And then, you know, there would be musical intervals or whatever jokes. It was that we might be, you know, presenting something going on in the week or what we did last week. But really, it's just an hour that somehow gets filled despite good sense.
Despite good sense. And what are some of the groups you guys have had on? At least recently.
You know, all the groups that are going to be at the fest, the Conrads, Sour Sedans, Bertie Jackson and Readings playing behind him. Quail. Yeah, Quail's going to play a long set, we hope. Dustin Gaspar, I think he's going to make it out.
He'll be on this second stage. We're going to have a second smaller stage for acoustic shows while the bigger stage is being changed.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this. So you're going to have, I guess, the first off-the-wall fest, and this will be taking place where?
That's at Parc Sans Souci downtown with the fountain. And yeah. I think we've arranged for the fountain to be going.
Wind permitting.
Yeah, in fact, there may be rain.
No. We were hoping you would get to Saturday's forecast. But
I didn't, but I'm going to tell you right now, it does say 50% chance of rain on Saturday.
You know what? I have a coin in my pocket, and I think my chances are good.
There you go.
50% chance of sun is what we say.
There you go. Man, that is nice. The outlook. There is a 50% chance. You know, I think we need to let Rob Perillo use that, be more optimistic.
Why don't they? I've always wondered that, you know?
That is a very interesting point.
Okay, well, tell us about the genesis of this event. Why are you doing it? What is this all about?
You know, honestly, I think we came up with it on the city bus tour. A friend of ours got the bright idea to do a sort of a pub crawl using public transit here in Lafayette. And the third or the fourth stop, the first time we did it, somebody said, let's just throw a little festival. And I don't know, I guess the idea stuck.
Jacob and I were like, well, we like to be in front of people, so let's do this.
Now this is I'm assuming this is a free event or
yes.
What's the deal?
Oh yeah, free to the public.
But you are doing this for a cause, aren't you?
That's right. It's free to come and listen to the music. That's the fan appreciation side of it, but it is all donation driven. We will have some Army trucks out there set up, and some of the veterans from St. Michael's Veterans Shelter will be there.
Army trucks?
So I have some military vehicles, yes, and I'm going to put them there, you know, as a central point, kind of an eye catcher, so that people can come. The veterans will be set up there. Everything that we get is going to be going to St. Michael's Veterans Shelter. A bicycle auction. I'm actually auctioning. That's hard to say. Auctioning off a vintage bicycle, and anything we make, we're going to hopefully write a nice, pretty check to St. Michael's Veterans Shelter, which is one of our favorites.
That's it.
Now, the shelter, what do they do? Do you know exactly what sort of work they do?
Yeah, they provide beds, and they also they do meals. I'm not sure if it's lunchtime.
It's in conjunction with St. Joseph's Diner.
Exactly. It's all in an area over there on St. John. But they do a lot of work just with, you know, the homeless vets in the area. And there are, you know, more than we'd like to think.
Yeah, well, we hope so. Now, give us a rundown of what's going to be happening there. You mentioned that there will be food trucks there. So if anyone's hungry, that they can get fed there. Who's going to be playing?
We've got the Conrads. We've got Sour Sedans. As we said, Quail. Are they headlining, Paul?
Destination Sanity is going to be third.
Cool.
And then after that, we're going to do our auction and whatnot. And I think My cousin Lacey is going to be there with the vertical bar. She's going to do some little demonstrations. There might even be some belly dancers and stuff, just various things to keep it interesting while bands are, you know, in between. And then the show will be closed out by Quail, which rocked our show about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right. I'm looking forward to the Conrads myself. I love that they are a sight. Yeah. They put on a really good show.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
So, again, this will begin at 1 o'clock, go, what, until whenever, into the evening, or what's the plan?
Exactly, 7. Once the sun's setting, we'll be setting, closing up, but got some time to have some fun, and it will be sun, right, Paul?
Of course. Oh, yeah.
50% chance. 50%.
Oh, man, that's what I'm looking for.
Good enough.
Flip the coin. Don't put it back in your pocket, or else it'll just be a coin. Okay, well, let's listen to you brought some music by the Sour Sedans. Let's listen to a track from them to get a little sample of at least one of the groups playing, and then we'll be back and close out this little talk about this off-the-wall fest. We're going to listen to something I think that I picked, a title called Down in the Swamp, appropriately.
Nice,
this
lovely.
Is a song by Sour Sedans.
Thank you.
Down in the Swamp. And that's Sounds of the Sour Sedans. They will be part of the Off the Wall Fest with Jacob and Paul this Saturday in Parc Sans Souci, kicking off at 1 o'clock. Who's in this band, the Sour Sedans? Do you know these guys? Do you remember their names?
I definitely know Flint Zerang. He's been in a couple of other bands. He plays bass. And forgive me, the other guys, for not remembering all of them.
Trust me. I mean, all the people that walk through here, I'm like a fish. You know, you tell me your name, I've got to see it like about 100 times before I remember. So, but anyway, yeah, that was rocking. So just an example of some of the sounds you'll hear at the Off the Wall Fest at Parc Sans Souci. Again, kicking off a Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Anything we want to add to that? You want to mention the groups again, or tell us a little bit
about
it?
Can't wait for the Conrads. Bertie Jackson is going to play with my buddies Reading, Jake Hebert, and Corey Burgess, a few of these guys. And I haven't heard them play.
I haven't heard of Jacob. I saw Jacob. I saw Jake a couple of days ago, and he was telling me you know, anything Jake has put out, all of his studio work has just been stellar.
I've been playing it
here on the Caravan. So he's telling me this is the best project he's ever been involved with. So he's got my ears perked up as soon as he slaps a copy to me.
Yes. I'm looking forward to hearing them backing up Bertie. And I want to see a show. Hopefully they got something coming soon.
Yeah, Jake, for his last album he put out with Bird City, it's like he wanted me to hear it, so he put it in a little Discman player, but he glued it so I couldn't take it out, and he just left me. He said there'll probably be another Discman left on my desk someday, so I'll get to hear it and be tortured not being able to play it on air. They're playing, and who else?
Destination Sanity and Quail.
Destin Gaspar is going to come.
On the second stage.
And Strum.
And then other performances like, of course, Lacey with the Vertical Bar, and one of the belly dancing troupes will be there. And, of course, Jacob and I will be walking around with our smiling mugs.
Literally and figuratively. You'll be holding a smiling mug while you have a smiling mug, I'm sure.
Exactly.
So, well, look, it sounds like a great time, and looking forward to it. And don't forget, Jacob, Off the Wall with Jacob and Paul on KDN Open Channel. That airs when?
Every Sunday, 5 to 6 p.m.
Live.
Oh, yes.
Without a net.
All right. Well, look, thanks, guys. Thanks so much for coming by.
We're looking forward
to this weekend's event.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And opening up that Medicine Ball calendar, this evening, singer-songwriter Lynn Drury, along with Drew Landry, will perform at Bork Social Club over in Scott. Lynn Drury is a fine singer-songwriter, guitarist from New Orleans. Odyssey, featuring Gary Granger, performs tonight at the Feed and Seed. It's Al Berard, Christine Balfa, and Ryan Brunet teaming up at the Blue Dog. Rapper Manny Fresh will be at Jefferson Street Pub. The Lost Bayou Ramblers and the Rayo Brothers, who we heard earlier, perform this evening at Artmosphere. And it's the Cathead Biscuit Boys and Lucky Lips at Blue Moon. On Friday, it's Bach Lunch, Parc Sans Souci, 12 to 1, with the Viatones. You hear them a lot here on KRVS. They'll be performing from 12 to 1. Again, Friday, Bach Lunch. Coco Dree will be at Antlers. It's the Onlys at the Blue Dog Cafe. Lil Brave plays Artmosphere. The Mercy Brothers in Double Wide will perform the Blue Moon. Lil Buck Senegal at Clementine's. The band T-Monde will be at McGee's Landing. And it's the Wayne Blueburns Band performing Friday at Posado's. As mentioned earlier, Off the Wall Fest in Parc Sans Souci kicks off at 1 o'clock, featuring the Conrads, Sour Sedans, Quail, Destination Sanity, and more. Hamilton Loomis will perform the Blue Moon Saloon Saturday night. It's Caleb Elliott at the Blue Dog Cafe. Corey Lede will be at Whiskey River Landing Saturday. On Sunday, benefiting the American Cancer Society, the annual Dance to Cure Cancer begins at noon through 9:30 p.m. over at Grant Street Dance Hall. Some of the finest Zydeco acts in the area, including Gino Delafosse, Joe Hall, Chubby Carrier, Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys, Curly Taylor, and Wayne and Same Old Two-Step will all be performing at Grant Street Dance Hall. A playlist for this and other locally produced KRVS shows can be found on our website at krvs.org. And yes, we're still in the process of tweaking our new transmitter line, and we are hoping to be back up in HD as soon as possible. Hopefully, Carl Fontenot is on it. He is. And you can also send suggestions, requests, announcements to me directly at medicineballcaravan@gmail.com. Again, it was such a thrill a couple of days ago, Dickie Landry kind of barging into the caravan with Chris France, the drummer of Talking Heads, Tom Tom Club. We're going to listen once to a track from the Tom Tom Club's latest release, Downtown Rockers, in a few minutes. But let's begin with this, the latest project from Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth. His new group is called Chelsea Light Moving, from their debut album. This is a tune called Burrows. title track to the latest EP by the Tom Tom Club, pretty much run by Chris France and his wife Tina Weymouth, who were both in town during the week visiting. And it was great to have Chris come by the studio and drop off this record. So we'll be spinning that for a while here on the Caravan, talking about the glory days of the 70s, New York City rock and roll. Before that, it was Chelsea Light Moving with some contemporary music from New York. Actually, guys that Thurston Moore, kind of coming out of the shadows of the 70s and the New York scene. His new project, Chelsea Light Moving. We heard a song about William Burroughs called Burroughs from their self-titled debut album. It's just about a quarter until the top of the hour. Stay tuned. It's Old Gold with Lee Kleinpeter coming up at 12 noon. And at 1 o'clock, it's Joanna Devine with Local Produce. Yeah, we're going to stick around in New York City, go back in our time machine and listen to some classic tracks from the 1970s. We'll hear classic Talking Heads and Suicide. But as Chris was saying, this is Richard Hell and the Voidoids, as they used to say in France. Richard Hell and the Voidoids from his album Blank Generation. This is The Plan.
From the street and all human-like zones, I'd had it, I was mushed to the bones. I covered the windows, I was taking no calls. Then I thought for a month inside the alien walls. Now I know, they don't tell you so. Now I know, they don't tell you so. Now I know, they don't tell you so. But I can recall at a loss. What can I do now? Well, I called up a girl I knew for so many years. I'd seen her in shock, I'd seen the last of her tears. I admired her style, from her toes to her brain. She accepted my plan, and so she caught the next train. Now I know, tell you so. Now I know, they don't tell you so. Now I know, whoa, I can recall it all. I remember home. We would secretly smile inside our surgical mask, but we were serious too. We accomplished our task. The schedule was followed, a daughter was born, and so her mother departed. I was left with her form. Now I know, they don't tell you so. Now I know, they don't tell you so. Now I know, they don't tell you so. But I can recall it all. This is where it counts. Her education's begun. I'm intent on success. Her breathtaking beauty, it brings out my best. I once knew true love, she won't know another. Life is renewed, my little girl is my lover. Now I know, they don't tell you so. Now I know, they don't tell you so. Now I know, whoa.
Psycho Killer, Qu'est-ce que c'est, from Talking Heads 77. Before that, Richard Hell and the Voidoids doing The Plan from the classic release Blank Generation. A playlist for today's Medicine Ball Caravan can be found online on our website at krvs.org. And while online on Facebook, seeing that our good friend Roz Davron, better known as... as Nanny Dav is listening from Ireland, and she wants to give a shout-out to her son, Tony, his wife, Sheila, and all of the kids from Nanny Dav. I'm glad you're listening. Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Lee Klein, Peter with Old Gold. This weekend, of course, Friday, it's the Blues Box with Raul Bro and great Zydeco programs with Herman Fuselier and JB and MC. And I'll be back doing it again on Monday. We're going to close out with some Suicide. More New York City rock and roll from the 70s. This is Rocket USA. Have a great weekend. We'll do it again on Monday.
Rocket, Rocket USA. Shoot on down on the way. Say